This is a HeadGum Podcast. Lady Levin is brought to you by our favorite brand, Care Of. Care Of has been with us for a really long time.
Yes.
I love Care Of because Care Of is the completely customizable subscription vitamin plan that you can get on. They send you these really awesome little vitamin packs that are so cute. And
they have your name on them.
They're so cute. And everything is personalized to you because you just go online and you take a fun quiz and they ask you, like, you know, little questions about your life and your health goals. And then they customize a vitamin pack just for you.
Here's an interesting tidbit. Did you know, Greta, that 90% of people fall short of the FDA recommended guidelines for at least one vitamin or nutrient?
Wait, what?
90% of people fall short of the FDA recommended guidelines for at least one vitamin or nutrient.
That's crazy.
That is a Care Of factoid that I get to share with you today.
I love a factoid.
I love a fucking factoid. So, you guys, for Care Of, it is that monthly subscription service. And to find out what you should be taking, there's this amazing online quiz that you get to take. And it makes these great recommendations for vitamins and supplements. And then you can also choose other supplements if you feel like something wasn't addressed in the quiz. So it's totally customizable. And you get a 30-day supply shipped right to your door.
Wow.
Also, Care Of costs about 20% less
than going and buying a bunch of vitamins at the store.
Than when you compare to similar brands at, like, your local drugstore.
And they use the best ingredients.
Best ingredients, for sure.
They also have prenatal vitamins if you're pregnant.
Yes, they do.
Maybe I know all of this. I'm not even looking at the copy. I know all of this stuff.
I know, too.
Do you want to get pregnant?
Should we just have babies and just start taking our Care Of vitamins?
You can. I won't.
No, I'm not ready to have a baby yet. Okay. Here is the deal for 25% off your first month of personalized Care Of vitamins. You go to takecareof.com and enter code LOVIN, L-O-V-I-N. Again, 25% off your first month of personalized Care Of vitamins. All you got to do is visit takecareof.com and enter code LOVIN.
Hello, my lady lovers, and welcome to your new episode of Lady Lovin'. It is I, Greta Titelman, and I am, of course, joined by the beautiful Queen Lo Bosworth and the other beautiful Queen Jilly Hendricks. Hello, ladies.
You guys, we're all queens today because of the royal wedding.
Oh, yes, this is true. The royal wedding. What was that, on Saturday?
It was. Yeah, it was Saturday morning.
Can I be honest with you guys?
You don't give a fuck.
Don't give a fuck.
So I feel like it really just changed my life.
Tell me why.
Because I think that, you know, with Kate Middleton, it's like that's just sort of seems very attainable to her and like the lifestyle that she grew up in. And for like Meghan Markle to be growing up in the U.S., you know, trying to become an actress, then becoming an actress, also divorced, and then also from a different, like, ethnic background, I think that all is just, like, so magical and makes the story even more exciting.
It's the American dream.
I think everyone's watching that, like,
to be a
you
foreign
know, you
princess.
Think that, I think that, well, first off, we really needed some love and excitement and joy in our world because I feel like the news is always just like everyone's dying and the world's so fucked and all of our laws and everything is messed up. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And just have like one sort of like 2 days, 3 days where everyone's just like, this is great. You know what I mean? I think that was really nice.
Yeah, I thought it was lovely. Honestly, in the lead up to it, I didn't really pay it much attention. I was really excited for Kate and Will's wedding a couple years ago, but this just seemed, I don't know, maybe it's because I'm older, so I just don't care as much. But I did enjoy following the post-wedding photographs and, you know, like hearing some of the details and everything. And I know that not everybody loved her dress, but I thought it was really lovely and really appropriate and very strategic. And I think a lot of people are overlooking that or like not thinking about that.
Yeah, what's the problem? What are people saying about the dress?
But it was just sort of like boring or too plain or whatever. But I thought she made a really strategic decision with that dress. It just goes to show how smart she is.
What do you mean? What do you think the strategy was there?
I think that she was not trying in any way to bring unwanted attention to her outfit that could draw comparisons to Kate, to That's making true. Comparisons that like she was trying to outshine her in
or
any
to
way.
Be like Diana.
Right. All of those things. And I just think that it was just like an appropriate reflection on how she wants to handle being a royal, which is in a really like strategic, thoughtful way.
Okay.
I also like
say-
that she didn't I get exactly what you're saying. It didn't like draw so much attention away from like the love and like the fact that they're just two people getting married. It was just like, I'm wearing a white dress because you wear a white dress in your wedding and like this is, it's a gorgeous dress and that's it. But it's not like, was by this, like, you know, there's no like fancy buildup where with Kate's, there was so much buildup of like who the designer would be and like all that crazy stuff.
Well, didn't Victoria Beckham design her wedding dress? Designed Meghan Markle's?
No, no, it was Givenchy. Someone who does the designs for Givenchy now.
Oh, cool.
And I also think by picking like an understated dress, she eliminates the ability for the press and for annoying people to also make jokes about her, you know, second marriage. Like, why would she wear something so over the top for her second wedding? You know, I just think
who was she married to before?
I don't know, some dude. I just think that she made a really smart choice. And to everyone saying, like, it wasn't cool enough or fancy enough or whatever, you guys, like, think about the big picture here.
I also love the fact that her her ex just has to live with the fact that she's now married to a prince.
She's now her so Royal funny. Highness, the Duchess of Sussex.
But you want to know what the funny thing about it is? So, obviously, in the British history, and this is kind of what – this is what the New Yorker tweeted. They said – what occurred today in summary was an American divorcee married a man whose brother will only become king because of his paternal grandmother's father, who became king because his brother wanted to marry an American divorcee.
Yep.
So,
wait,
which is
what?
The funniest thing. The only reason why King Prince George Harry's is Prince Harry is because Prince Harry's, was it his great uncle or his uncle like decided not to be king because he wanted to marry an American divorcee and it wasn't legal back then. For to get
oh,
to
which
marry
then
someone
made
that had been
Prince
divorced.
Charles.
Yeah.
Wait, King George's brother was the king and abdicated the throne so that he could marry this American divorcee. So King George became king.
And then his daughter is
Queen Elizabeth.
Right. And then Queen Elizabeth is the mother of Prince Charles. And then Prince Charles married Diana and had
Wills and Harry.
Harry.
Yeah, correct.
And now Harry's marrying an American divorcee.
Right,
so
but
it's like
Harry
full
would
circle.
Never but Harry would never even be king anyway. Cuz William
Yeah,
would
but
be
like
king.
I just think that that's sort of funny because there was such I mean, I've been watching The Crown. It's like my favorite show that exists right now. And there's so much about like the British history and like keeping the monarchy pure and like all of this sort of stuff. And I don't know, it's just so interesting. But I thought that was a little bit, that was like a funny tidbit that I saw. I loved all the memes. I did a whole meme roundup. I was like very into the internet culture of what happened over the weekend.
I've always loved Prince Harry. He's always been my number one prince. I was never a William girl myself. I always thought Prince Harry was the hot one. But let's remember when he dressed up as a Nazi on Halloween. Do you remember that?
No.
Yeah, he dressed up as a Nazi and was like caught partying at a bar in a Nazi outfit for Halloween. And everyone was like, you can't do that.
Well, the brother that abdicated the throne also had some interesting Nazi ties.
Really?
Yeah. I can't speak directly to them because I don't remember. But if you do a little search, you can find that family history.
I think I'm just fact checking here so I don't start rumors about Prince Harry. But you guys, I just want you to know that the last thing I Googled on my phone was Wee Man. yeah, Prince Harry
from Jackass.
That. Yeah, I was watching Jackass last night.
Why?
Just, like, why?
I think it's on Netflix right now, and it's so funny.
Oh,
it's.
I never am into that. I'm never into those things where people get injured, and everyone's like, "That's so funny," and like, so many people love that. I've never been into that, and I've never gotten into like fart jokes. I don't know why. Those are two places that my mind doesn't find funny.
I was watching Jackass because, yeah, it was on Netflix and I just like wanted to be distracted for a second because my mind was kind of like going in a million ways and it's just a very distracting show.
I'm back on The Handmaid's Tale, even though I had to take a break for a few weeks.
Very
because
intense.
I was having too many nightmares because of the abuse they all get.
Does it stress you out? It doesn't stress me out like that.
Oh my God, I can't sleep. Sometimes I watch it, I'm up for like the next like four nights in a row. I just like wake up and I think about June. I don't know.
Are you all caught up? You should stop watching.
I just got all caught up. Well, basically what happened was I stopped watching and then I had my friend tell me everything that happened in the next few episodes. So then when I watched them, I felt like less stressed out about it.
So you already knew. I ask that. I do that a lot with movies. Like if I want to see a movie that I think is going to stress me out, like I love seeing scary movies, but if you've seen it before me, I'll ask you what's happened and then I'll go and see it just to avoid being really stressed out.
Yeah. Well, how are you guys doing mentally this week? Let's talk about that. Let's talk about ourselves.
Wait, I wanted to say one more thing about Prince Harry and Meghan Markle's wedding that I can't forget, that I forget. Were the Beckhams were at the wedding, and yeah. I just want to make sure everyone saw how they looked because they're both so hot.
They looked fly.
Like
they did.
David Beckham's
his tux with that
suit
like,
was with that chain with the chain
thing.
With yeah. for the pocket watch.
Yeah.
Woo!
There was a whole meme that someone posted and said, why would you let a wedding guest attend your wedding looking like this? They would take away all the attention from the groom.
Well, you couldn't. It was a very funny meme. David Beckham is honestly, I think, one of the hottest men alive right now.
I think he has a little feminine voice.
I don't care. I would literally just sit on his face for days.
All right.
I love
there you. There you have it, Lady Levin.
Yeah,
we got a face.
Oh, you heard it here first.
This is what I wanted to bring up too. This is a very like Lady Levin topic, and then we can talk about our lives. I wanted to bring up the fact that here I am being like I didn't follow the wedding, and I know all these facts about the wedding.
You do.
Prince Harry's ex-girlfriend was at the wedding.
Two of them.
Oh, whoa! Two of them.
Yeah.
Wow, you guys. Looks like Prince Harry stays friends with an ex.
Maybe they just all did it to put, like, public face.
No. You don't invite your ex to a wedding unless you, like, actually like them.
I guess. I would never – I don't even want to speak – I don't even want to follow on Instagram any of my exes, let alone invite them to my wedding. I never even wanted a wedding. And then I watch this, and I'm like, maybe I want a wedding.
Well, yeah, you watch that, and you're like, this looks fucking dope. She's wearing a real tiara made of real diamonds. And like,
I'm Googling engagement rings. I'm like, oh, maybe I want this. And then my mind's like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
A friend of mine just got engaged and posted it on her Instagram. And her engagement ring is really cool.
Well, you have to send it to us, Greta.
Oh,
or post
yeah.
it in your story.
No. We're waiting for the details.
Sorry,
she was
on our podcast, cool. And it's on her Instagram. Katie Sereno just got engaged. And
oh, she
on,
did?
Yeah, she posted it on 12-ish style.
Oh, good for her.
I'll check it out.
Yeah, everyone go and check out Katie Sereno's beautiful engagement ring. Because, have you seen what Meghan Markle's ring looks like?
Yeah, she did. They released, like, the official photos.
I'm going to Google it. You guys
Google
tell
girl,
me about
but
your
she did wear she did wear Princess Diana's aquamarine cocktail ring to the reception, and it was pretty cool. Okay,
aww,
now we'll end
something
on the wedding.
Blue.
Now we'll end on the wedding.
What's going on in New York, Julie?
Well, what is going on here? It's not much, I guess, guys. I don't really feel like I have that many new things to report.
Nothing.
Just working.
Working. How's the love life?
Same.
That's good.
You know, the most difficult part of my relationship is scheduling time to hang out.
I think that that's a big issue for a lot of people in their relationships. I think time management is really hard for a lot of people, especially two people that are super driven, that have a lot of shit going on in their lives.
Yeah.
Yeah. We have a hard time. Well, not a hard time, but I would say I'm more affected by the scheduling of things. I like to plan. I really do. So just having to loosen up on that, you know, to like make it work with someone else's schedule has been a bit of a, I wouldn't say it's difficult. It's just a change for me than I was used to. But also I was single for like 6 years, you know, and I had such a routine and schedule, and I never was the type of person that would like drop things for a guy.
Mm-hmm.
And not that I feel like I need to do that, but I do, you know, I'm adjusting my schedule a little bit.
Jillian,
in the same way that he is.
It sounds like you're both compromising.
Mm-hmm.
Compromising, I know.
Compromise. Oh, I think compromise is the key to most relationships. All relationships.
Totally.
Although, I would hang out with him like every day, though.
Yeah, but that's how you should feel, you know? You should want to hang out with them every day. Wow.
Lo, what about you? How's the dating scene?
It's fine.
Any regulation hotties?
What's a regulation hottie?
I think it's from Mean Girls,
I think that's from Mean Girls, too, yeah.
When she's like, he's a regulation hottie, and I just love using it on occasion.
He's a regulation hottie.
What does that even mean, though?
I don't know.
I don't think anything. I think it probably doesn't make sense, and it's something that, like, Regina George said to, like, they have another line in there that's sort of like that, too.
Wait, we can all agree that Mean Girls is actually about Regina George.
Yeah.
No, it's about a girl that has never been cool, and then she becomes cool, and then she realizes that being cool isn't everything.
I actually find the Regina George story to be much more compelling, though.
Me too, 100%.
I do. Like, she has a,
with
you know,
her mom,
think about the mom, that's a twisted relationship, and the car.
And she gets hit by the bus.
Yeah, and then she gets fucking clocked by a bus.
You have the musicals out, you guys. We should go to the musical.
Oh my God, I would love to.
Well, you know, she was nominated for a Tony. The Tina? Regina George character of Mean Girls.
Oh, really? And so was Tina, right?
I don't think so.
For, like, screenplay?
Guys, what's with all of our pop culture today?
I don't know anything. We're now a pop culture podcast.
We don't know
podcast.
Anything. We're literally,
no,
like,
I don't
want to
be a pop culture podcast.
We aren't. I'm asking you about your weeks, and then other people are bringing up more
it's
things.
It's me. Sorry. Greta. It's me bringing up more things. I've been writing all day thinking about, like, stuff in the world, and when I go down this tear of, like, thinking about pop culture, I can't stop.
Yeah.
I want to know about your dating life, Lo.
It's happening. I think I said, like, last week or the week before, I decided to, like, start dating again. I took some weeks off. So that's what I'm doing. But honestly, mostly I'm just so slammed with work. And so, like, my mind is not really in this place where I'm, like, all about it all the time. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But it actually feels good because I'm just, like, I'm busy every day. And so if it fits into my schedule in my life, like, great. Mm-hmm. And I just – it would have to be somebody really special to make me,
when you,
like,
get,
really dedicate a lot of, like, focus and energy. Otherwise, I'm literally just too tired.
When you get ready for a first date, how much time and effort are you putting into that?
Okay, good question.
Because I feel like a lot of people, when I was dating more, I felt like it sort of affected my whole day when I had a date that night.
Totally.
And it's the worst feeling.
No, I don't mind it. I feel like when I get ready for a date, I leave like an hour and a half to get ready, which is way longer than I normally take to get ready.
Yeah.
Like four times as long. But, you know, on a date or before a date, I like to really slowly and methodically do my hair and makeup so that it's just like peak perfection for peak performance. And when you do it slow and methodically, it just takes time. And then I sort of like to daydream while I'm doing my hair and makeup or listen to a podcast or something. And so I allow myself a pretty significant amount of time so that I get less stressed and less nervous. Because if you're rushing and it's like you have to leave because your Uber's going to be there in 7 minutes, like it's going to totally affect your nerves. So I just like to kind of approach it like a spa day.
That's nice.
So do you plan your outfit the night before?
No, God, no.
So you just can just bang it all out in an hour and a half?
About, yeah. So, I mean, I do find myself changing often lately when I go on first dates. I'll, like, put on an outfit and then I'll be like, oh, actually, no, I can't wear this. I can't wear this.
Yeah.
But a lot of that is based on just, like, how bloated or gross I feel that day. You know what I mean?
Or how hot and skinny you feel that day.
Correct. All of
I used
things.
To get blowouts before all of my first dates.
Wow.
Because I love it when my hair looks good.
Yeah, of
and
course.
With the new guy, I haven't had a blowout once.
Cool.
Which is pretty funny.
So one day you're going to show up with a blowout and, like, strike him down with your hotness.
Yeah. I actually had a blowout last week and he met me later and I was like, look at my blowout. And he was just like, distracted about something behind me. I was like, so yeah, I guess it doesn't matter.
I'm pretty sure
it's all how you feel.
I'm pretty sure my hair is so blonde right now that if I got a blowout, it would break off. Like, I think my hair would snap out of my head.
It is really blonde right now, but I love it when it's this color.
Me too. It's very fun, but yeah. I think I've gone on a date with wet hair.
I'm pretty sure.
I've gone in with like a wet hair bun, like middle part, tight, low bun with wet hair before, for sure.
That's chic.
I actually, when I went out with this guy, it was a coffee date, was our first date, and my hair was half wet, half dry, because I was like, I just can't with this coffee date.
I just can't with
this. I know, coffee dates are uninspiring. They really are.
I didn't feel like, I was like, you know what, daytime date, not doing my hair.
Yeah, and now he's your boo, look at that.
He's your boo.
So I guess you don't really need to take an hour and a half to get ready for a date like me.
Well, I was interested because, like, I feel like you are very confident on a first date, and you don't. I think a lot of people would like to know what the routine is, because, like, when I was dating, right. I like literally had no idea. I would spend like 2 hours, or I'd get my outfit the night before, and then it's all, you're like so excited. Sometimes I feel like when you prepare like the day before, or like you do all the stuff the day of. If the date isn't great, you feel like it's a letdown because you put like all that work into it. Mm. So I feel like your advice of an hour and a half is great.
Yeah, and just I've gone on so many dates in this lifetime that I really just don't consider them to be a big deal anymore. I don't put any pressure on it. I don't have high hopes, honestly. And it allows me to be way more relaxed and laid back, and that comes across actually on the date, and it allows me to just show more of my personality and who I am. And I think that when you meet somebody and they're like super relaxed, it makes you more relaxed. And so I often have the experience on my first like couple of dates with people that they say to me like, wow, like I'm like so comfortable with you. Like, I feel like I can like really open up with you and all this stuff. And like, they're like, I never go on dates like this and da da da. You're so easy to talk to. And like, I don't know what it is about me, but I'm also willing to like put myself out there,
mm-hmm. yeah.
and just not worry about it. Like,
which you have
the
same to do.
Way. I like crush dates.
Totally. I feel like Greta would go on dates with her
crush
friend.
Dates.
What do you
like,
mean?
Like, a guy would ask Greta out, and she'd be like, "Okay, like my friend's gonna come," and she would just be like, and your friend would be like at the bar, just hanging out, or like meet you after. Like, you're so chill about dates. It's like,
no, it was. I feel like the complete opposite of me. It is very common that like friends would meet me after, or I like Definitely. Go on a date and I'd be like, "Hey, like, do you want to go meet up with like Lo and Jilly at this bar?"
Whatever. Greta, yeah. Do you remember when you took down the neighborhood?
Yeah, I took down multiple neighborhoods of New York.
Yeah.
Yeah, I actually had to move. I actually had to leave New York City because I took down too many neighborhoods.
Yeah.
I'm kidding, but that was a trend. You know, I love a guy. I love a bartender. I love a barista. Like, if yeah, you're serving you made, me any kind of drink, I will want to fuck you.
You made the mistake of doing that with men at your favorite restaurants.
I did, but you know what? You better believe my ass still goes into Lovely Day, you know?
Yeah.
I'm just saying it. My ass still goes into Lovely Day.
Whenever
Shameless.
I order food from Lovely Day, I think about your tryst.
My ass still goes into Juice Press, even though he doesn't live there anymore. I'll still go into 9th Street Espresso on 10th Street in the East Village. I will still go into... What if I just keep on listing every single... bar.
All your hot spots.
Well, Jilly and I actually, like, a few over the summer, remember when you, me, and Lo went out to dinner and we went to that restaurant in the West Village, and Lo was leaving to go on a date, remember?
Yeah.
And you and I were like, oh, let's go and get another drink or dessert from Minetta. And then you and I went,
your ex-boyfriend was there. And then you guys were like talking, and I was just like, this is weird, and I want to go. You were like, Greta was like, I'm fine. I was like, that's cool that you're fine, but like, I'm feeling uncomfortable and I need to leave.
I'm just a very casual person, yeah. But I'm also.
They were like catching up. They were like going back like it was an old college friend, and you just wanted to review like the past movies you'd seen over the past year or something. I was just like, this is odd.
You know, you just got to keep it cash.
And
nothing
then
people get so in their head, you know?
Yeah, that's me.
People get so in their head about dating. You just can't. I did at one point in time when I like first moved to New York and I was dating a guy that was like 6 years older than me, the one who like worked in finance and whatever. He would make me so nervous to go on dates with him. Because I was like
Maybe because you weren't comfortable.
I was like young and like I felt like the time I felt like he was so much older than me and so much more like knowledgeable than me, you know. Mm. The first night we went out, I pretended to like Manhattans and like I drank like 7 Manhattans.
Whoa.
And like was fully blacked out. I'm also like just like one binge drink on a date.
How's your cohabitating with your
with Abriel?
Your boyfriend.
It's great. The cohabitating is great. It's actually been like wonderful. It hasn't been hard. Like, it hasn't been like an adjustment. I haven't felt like, oh my God, this person is in my space. Like, there hasn't been any of that. It's been really nice. I want him around all the time and I love living with him. I love knowing that I get to share a home with him. It's
that
really nice.
It's just so sweet.
We had a housewarming party, which was fun. And it's really nice. I really like living with him. We're good living partners. It works.
Makes me really happy.
I'm not in.
Do you have a trash schedule or like do you guys just both do things?
Yeah, I'm like, bitch, the trash is full. And he's like, okay, I'll take it out. I'm kidding. That's not true. I'll be like, my love, the trash is full.
And then he'll
take it out. No, it's fine.
So does he do more things for you or you for him or is it pretty equal?
I would like to think it's equal. I like cook now. That's a cool thing that I do.
Yes.
You gotta come yeah, for that's dinner. Fun.
Yeah, I cook and I like do stuff, you know.
I love
that. A little domestic diva, do some laundry.
So cute.
I taught him how to do laundry. Now he's doing laundry.
Well, he just learned how to do laundry?
He's not a laundry guy. He didn't have laundry in his other apartments.
So a lot of like people, if they don't have it, they send it out.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I did that in New York, but...
Yeah, he didn't have laundry at his other apartments in L.A.
Getting a washer and dryer is just so life-changing.
The best.
It really is.
The best.
Really.
I would love to have a washer and dryer thrilling. And own it.
All right, you guys, I think we need to take a little break, Ski-Poo, to hear a word from our sponsors. And then when we return, we have advice for you.
Lady Levin is also brought to you by RX Bar, whole food protein bars with simple, real ingredients. I am a huge fan of RX bars. I typically get them at Whole Foods, but you can get them lots of places. And there are so many delicious flavor varieties. And as of May 14th, there are 3 new flavors, you guys. Mango pineapple, peanut butter and berries, and chocolate hazelnut. And I know I'm going to be a fan of the chocolate hazelnut version. So this company is really cool because they let their core ingredients do all of the talkings. All of the bars are like eating 3 egg whites, 2 dates, and 6 almonds. And there is absolutely no BS. It turns out that real food ingredients actually taste really good. In these bars, you can actually taste the cacao, the real fruit, and the spices like sea salt. You guys, there's no added sugar. They're gluten-free, soy-free, dairy-free. There's no artificial colors, artificial flavors, preservatives, or fillers. Honestly, snack companies are really getting with the program, finally. I love putting an RX bar in my purse. They are the perfect on-the-go snack. And for you guys today, you're getting 25% off your first order. That is amazing. You just go to rxbar.com/Levin and enter promo code Levin at checkout. And you guys, for a limited time, every order will receive 6 free samples, 3 of the new RX bar flavors and 3 of the new RX nut butters. This free sample offer ends on June 30th. So you guys, remember, for 25% off your first order, visit rxbar.com/Levin and enter promo code Levin at checkout. You guys, we're here to talk to you about Away Suitcases.
The best suitcase on the planet.
The New York City brand.
Yeah.
What accent was that just
I don't know. I like it, though.
The New York City brand. of suitcases founded by two New Yorkers, and they were just at JFK with dead phones and delayed flights, and they had this brilliant idea. They wanted to create suitcases with power.
And it worked.
So you can plug in your phone into your suitcase.
They also make really cute suitcases in all different sizes, and they're hard shell. What's the material that they use? It's an amazing...
German polycarbonate.
Yes, you know I only want suitcases made with German polycarbonate.
Unrivaled in strength and impact resistant and very lightweight.
Very lightweight.
Which for me is good because I always carry on. Like I refuse
me too.
To check
I refuse
a bag.
To check my bag, yep.
Unless I'm going to somewhere for 2 weeks. And so, you know, when I have to lift that little carry-on suitcase above my head to get it into the thing, it really helps that it is so lightweight. And what I like the best about Away is that all the suitcases come in so many colors. And these are like chic, chic, chic colors.
Yeah, they're cute. Everything you want. I want the pink one really bad.
The pink is cute.
Navy.
I love the olive green. Yeah. I love the tan.
The tan is really cute.
They're really nice.
They also have their wheels are 4 360-degree spinning wheels, so you can truly just push that thing, scoot that thing everywhere, and it will go.
It's true. It's really, really nice to get through the airport so easily.
And luggage is expensive. So what's the offer? Because everyone should get themselves a nice piece of luggage.
I agree.
For not that much money.
So we are offering $20 off of Away suitcases today. You go to awaytravel.com/lovin and use promo code LOVIN during checkout. Again, you guys, $20 off a suitcase.
Isn't there also a warranty on these suitcases?
I don't know. But all you have to do is go to awaytravel.com/lovin and use promo code LOVIN during checkout. And let me scroll through this copy and see if there is a... Yes! Lifetime warranty. If anything breaks, we will fix or replace it for you for life.
Yep. Isn't that beautiful?
So great, Greta.
Yeah.
Okay. Away. First class luggage at a coach price. Wow, we're back.
We're back.
What kind of questions do we have today?
Oh, yes.
I have a question.
What?
From a listener.
Okay. Oh.
It's about self-love.
Okay.
She says she's 25 and living in New York City, and she feels like she's going through the weirdest time in her life. About a year ago, she went on a self-journey, changed her lifestyle to become healthier, and she never felt better about herself. She's been going on lots of dates and have been striking out worse than ever before. She gets really down on herself. She says she's a confident person, but after so many months of going on first dates and it never going anywhere, she's gotten so down on herself and in a deep depression. She started hating everything about herself and hated the way that she looks and her personality. She can't seem to get out of this funk. At first, she thought it was because she was putting out on the first date. Then she stopped doing that, and the outcome has not changed. She says that we're all so confident, and she'd like to know tips on how to keep your self-confidence while getting rejected time after time in the dating world.
Okay.
Très intéressant.
A lot of points in this one.
So basically, she was saying that she was feeling great, and then she kept on going on bad dates, and that's why she's in the position that she's in now. Right.
Well, she said that she changed her lifestyle, so she's feeling really good about herself. She keeps on dating, and she keeps getting rejected, and so now she's become depressed from the rejection, even though she's living a healthy lifestyle,
right.
And she
okay.
felt confident.
Okay, yeah, that's okay. Well, the reality...
And she also said that she was having sex on the first dates, and now she's not, and it's the outcome has been the same.
I guess, you know, like, dealing with rejection myself, it is something that is really hard to handle, especially if you go out with somebody a couple times and you kind of feel like maybe there's a future there and you start to become personally invested and you fantasize and you do all this stuff. And when it doesn't work out, it makes you kind of look at yourself and be like, what's wrong with me? Am I a crazy person? If I was more like this XYZ, blah, 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 he would like me or she would like me or whatever. And like the reality is I always try to put myself in the shoes of being on the other side of that, being the one to like turn down somebody else. And you know, it's just a difficult position to be in because at the end of the day, being rejected is not really as personal as you think that it is. There are so many elements that go into making a decision about somebody that oftentimes have nothing to do with who the person really is, like in their heart or,
you know what I mean? Like, it could be something as simple as, like, you don't like the way that somebody talks.
Or not even, you know, or the fact that they're not over their ex-girlfriend or boyfriend, or that they're not looking for a serious relationship and they can tell you are, or they're, like, moving. You know what I mean? Like, there's, or they're not comfortable in their career. Like, there's so many factors, that outside factors that play into it not just being about you. I think, for one, I think you need to take the power back. I think that you're going on this date being like, you know, they have to like me. It's like, you have to like them too. Like, you're also in this, you know, in this relationship. It's not just about whether or not they like you. And also, you have to think about, like, do you really want to be with these people? Like, you're going on these dates and, you know, you have the right to make the decision about them as well, I guess is what I'm trying to say. So I would just sort of try to think about it in that way and think about it as, like, a mutual decision rather than someone, like, rejecting you. And in reality, if they don't want to go out with you again, that's not the right person for you. There's so many people. You have to also know that. Like, you have to also try and have faith that, like, you will meet the right person. And even though, you know, you're putting yourself out there and going on all these dates and it feels like nothing's happening, like, this is all preparing you for the right person and for the person that will stick around.
Yeah. I think that dating's just, like, tricky. I think that 25 is also a tricky age. I think that, like, when you're 25, you feel like you should be in a place, or, like, you expect yourself to be in a place that you're not a lot, because you're, like, a few years out of college, but nothing, you know what I mean? You're still in the, like, beginning stages of your career and all of this stuff. So, like, nothing is really, like, established yet. You're, like, relaying the groundwork of adulthood. Like, here's how I've been viewing my, like, career and life now. It's like, we spend the first, if you go to college, or if you go to culinary school, or if you go to any kind of education after high school, I feel like from the second we're 5 or 4 till, like, 22, you spend, like, a solid 18 years just, like, in school and developing. And then I feel like you just do that again when you graduate. So it's like we're, like, back to being 4 again, you know? And then there's, like, by the time in 18 years from now, then we'll be, like, really established in all of our careers and be, like, these super, super established people. But it's, like, that growing pain that you, like, go through again, like, the growing pain into adulthood. Definitely. I think it's hard. Also, I think confidence is, like, such a tricky thing. I think you need to remind yourself, like, look, I go through phases where I hate myself. I go through phases where I wake up in the morning and I'm like, I suck. Like, I feel gross. I look disgusting. I'm not smart. I am a loser. Like, I do that, you know? Like, don't fool yourself into thinking that every single person that you think is confident doesn't also waver on their confidence. Like, we're all human. We're all going through this. You're not alone in feeling that way. But what you do need to know is that those feelings aren't true. You know, like, that's just your brain fucking with you. And you are a confident, wonderful person. Just, like, check in with yourself and be like, hey, I'm going to get these negative thoughts out of here because this shit is not doing anything positive for you. Like, negative self-talk and self-doubt doesn't do anything good for us, ever.
She also said that she was like, you know, you guys are all so confident. And it's like, again, what Greta said, like, we've all gone through phases and times and still go through them where we aren't. You know what I mean? Like, it's not like one day you become confident and you're never going to be anything but that. I mean, maybe for, like, a unicorn, but everyone deals with some sort of self-hatred or depression or not liking themselves or wanting their life to be different. And it's really just all about how you handle that so you can come out of that, you know, in a changed, more positive way. I mean, I would recommend talking to someone about all of this. I think that would really help you too. Like, talk to a therapist or, you know, a healer or whatever, or a religious person, whatever you want. I think that that would help. I think just getting these feelings out there of, like, where your mind takes you when you're feeling that way and how to stop yourself from spiraling, I think that those would be really important tools to learn.
Also, I want you to know that I went on a bunch of really shitty dates for a really long time. Like, there was, like, a solid year where I was going on dates with people and nothing was great. And, like, I didn't really go on second dates with them. And it was all just kind of, like, blech, you know?
I mean, I've had literally one boyfriend my whole life. So, like, I completely agree with you. Someone else said the funny, not a funny thing, but something to me once where it was like, it literally only takes, like, one person. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you don't need 45 boyfriends. You only need, like, one yes, you know? So I think that that's something to also remember when it feels like you're going through and through and through. But, like, when you meet the right person for you, like, that's it.
Yeah. Also, like, if you keep going on these dates and they make you feel bad, like, take a break.
Yeah, take a sabbatical.
You're 25.
Yeah.
Just, like, go sow your wild oats for a couple weeks until start to feel better about yourself.
Figure out the things that are going to make you feel better about yourself.
Yeah, do things like go to SoulCycle or go running.
Yeah.
Or hang out with your friends.
Yeah, do things that are going to make you feel good.
Do exercise. Do
fitness. Buy yourself, like, a fabulous new top, going out top.
Drink a glass of champagne.
Just, like, do things that make you feel good about yourself.
Forget
about your dating life. And realize you have so much time ahead of you. Like, you know what I mean? I also feel like maybe you're just going out with guys who are young and not looking for a relationship.
Yeah, that's the thing. Going out with guys in, like, the 23 to 28 range is hard.
Yeah, that's rough.
I do feel also in the where men are different from women, I feel like a lot of men need to feel that they're where they are in their career before they can get serious about someone.
Yeah.
So if you are going out with guys that are around your age, maybe they're just not there in their career either, and they don't feel like they can open up their mind to a partner, whereas, like, women I feel like can do that at the same time.
Yeah,
more than men can.
Everything's gonna be fine though, my girl out there.
100%.
Yeah, just be nice to yourself.
Yeah,
be nice.
Look, I have a tendency to be really mean to myself, and from someone that can be really, really mean and negative to myself, I will tell you one thing. It does you zero good. No benefits come from being mean to yourself. So, like, really working on that, I think, is the best thing for you.
Totally. And I would just like to remind this listener and all of our listeners who struggle with this kind of thing, and, like, you think that Greta, Jalee, and I are really confident. Like, I would say that we're all in a pretty good place right now emotionally, but I feel like we've really shared our journeys, like, of self-discovery and our up and downs on this show. Like, I can only speak for myself, but I had a solid, I feel like, year and a half on this podcast where every single time I came on, I was like, I'm so depressed.
Yeah,
my relationship sucks, or, oh my God, I got dumped, or, oh my God, whatever. You know what I mean? Like, it just, shit fucking happens to you, or you get depressed, or you get sick, or whatever.
Yeah.
But I'm just here to say, and both of these women can attest to this, it gets better no matter what. And, like, you might be sad again in a year or whatever, but, like, I think what Greta just said is really important. You have to treat yourself with kindness and know that if you do that, the difficult times will end much more quickly.
Yeah, you got to be kind to your heart. Love your little heart. Love that little guy in there.
Watch some Netflix and don't feel bad about it. Like, whatever.
Yeah. One of my very good friends, Rig, gives me really good advice on loving yourself. You got to love your little heart, you know?
Totally.
I love that little guy. Think of your heart as a little guy, little girl.
A little guy.
Little thing. Just got to love it. Because it wants to love you.
Totes.
Okay, should we move on to the next question?
Yeah, fire away.
All right, the subject line of this one is Farm Girl Lovin'.
Is this like farmgirllovin.com? Is this a dating question?
No.
No, that's farmers only.
Farmers only, yeah.
Okay.
This beautiful listener lives on a weed farm, which is really cool.
Dope.
That's very new age.
Yeah, she lives on a cannabis farm in SoCal with her boyfriend of 6 months. They work They work 6 days a week from 6 a.m. to sometimes 8 p.m. So for all of you LA people or California people smoking that legal pot, hard work was put into that. Be grateful.
Do you think that she listens to the podcast, like, in her headphones when she's tilling the fields?
Maybe. We're going to see. We're going to get there.
Okay.
After work, we're just about worn out and exhausted, more him than me. I understand how tiring our job is. We work long hours in the sun for our love of cannabis and farming, but I feel as though we leave little time for intimacy. I'm a Scorpio, so naturally, I'm always ready to go. Always. I notice I most definitely have more sex drive than my man. I'm 25, he's 31. My question is, how do I propose trying to make a little more room for intimacy with the little free time before bed that we have? Because it's something that's really important to me in our relationship. It's something really important to keep our relationship spicy, considering our life is work, work, work. I'm also thinking of something special I can do for his birthday coming up. Maybe get some lingerie, try a new position. I don't know. I bought a sex swing. Maybe I could hang it up. LOL. Help me, ladies.
You should definitely hang the sex swing.
I'm confused as to where you live. Like, are you living in a house with fellow farmers and you're just going to mount the sex swing up?
Do we even know that if she farms or does she just like work in the office there?
No, she says they work in the field. They work in the farmer.
She's a farmer.
They work in the
field. I wanted to get that clear before we kept saying
no,
that.
No, they're working in the sun, like long hours in the sun, trimming and farming and living this beautiful life with the earth.
So,
well, Chris Rock had a Netflix special that I really liked, and it was all about like keeping intimacy. There was like not all about. There's a section about keeping intimacy alive.
Which Chris Rock special?
It just came out on Netflix.
Tambourine.
Yeah. So there was a section all about keeping intimacy alive, and he was talking about his divorce, and that's sort of like they didn't put, I guess, enough time into that. But he had a funny line that was like, you gotta suck a melancholy dick every once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
And the line has stuck with me.
So what do you mean? What's a part of, what does that mean for
her? Yeah, I don't really
That get means it. That no matter how busy you are or how like sad someone is or whatever phase, like it really is important to keep the intimacy alive.
But she wants to keep it alive.
He's exactly. So yeah. I just wanted to say that she's doing the right thing by saying that. And the actions that she should take moving forward, I would say definitely hang up the sex swing. Also, I would have a conversation with him about it. I would say that. I'd be like, it's important that we continue to be intimate together.
I'm going to be honest with you, girl. I don't know if you should hang up that sex swing.
Why?
Yeah, okay. Here's why. I think you need to talk about the sex swing first. Because have you ever hung a sex swing?
No.
You got to mount that shit into the ceiling.
I don't even know what it looks like.
With, like, strong mounts. You know what I mean? It's like
Did you know, though, you can wash a dog in a sex swing?
That would make sense to me.
If you hang a sex swing and put a dog in it, they can't move. And so it's a really easy way to wash a dog.
I mean, that's, yes. Well, there's also that.
Where is the water going to go?
But you put it over a sink. You need to put it over a
tub. No, you don't. I don't know what you would do with it, but
see, you have to mount it in your
shower. I was saying there's other things you can do with the sex swing besides have sex on it.
Not really, Jill.
Yeah.
Not really. You know, have you ever gotten in one? It's not like it's a stable swing. It's like there are
like
straps and there are things. Like it's like
Greta's doing motions right now.
It's
by
a
way.
Real
her legs are up.
Like thing, you know? Sex swings are a real it's not like you're just sitting on a swing set.
Why? If you could hold two bodies in a swing, you could probably swing there on your own. Or just sit there.
Yeah, but it's not like it's just like a comfy seat that you just like, ooh la la, like swing, la la la, day go by. It's not like they're just like hanging up a swing. It's like I'm going to pull one up right now.
You need to Google the dog and the sex swing being washed because the dog looks really comfortable.
Wait.
And I guess that's the image that I have about a sex swing.
Google can we take this question
hold
seriously?
Here's why we are
taking it seriously.
Here's my thing. Jilly's like not casually hanging out in that.
Yeah, no fucking way. Jill, this is all like straps.
It's
and
like
stuff.
A hammock with like stirrups. You know what I mean?
Fine. So you can't hang it and do
like
other
a comfortable
things with
one.
It.
No.
There's all these ones that are gnarly.
It depends. You need a rig or you need to hang it from the ceiling.
Look at that thing.
I know. That's a
I
that's
thought
a
you could
rig.
Hang it from like a pole like that people would do pull-ups on.
I don't know.
Here's what I wanted to say about hanging the sex swing. I'm a little confused as to, one, is he down to have freaky sex and he's just too tired? Or is he like rejecting sex? That's like kind of what I'm not understanding. Because if he's down to have freaky ass sex, then like for sure hang up the sex swing.
Well, I'm sure that she's not just getting the sex swing out of nowhere. It's not like they went from like no toys in the bedroom to like a sex swing. I'm sure there's probably been like other stuff that they've done that's led her to assume that he would also like the sex swing. I think that from her email made it seem like she was trying to get a something that would excite him so it could like bring him back.
I mean, Jilly, she went from I want to do something special to his birthday, lingerie, new position, to sex swing. Those are like, you know,
sort of.
I would
apart.
Have to say, if I was going to do someone something special and I want it to be sexual for someone's birthday, I would probably just like cook dinner and make it really romantic and then just be naked.
I'm here for the sex swing. I think it's a great thing. I just want to know if you think he is down for the sex swing, fucking hang the sex swing.
I think also it's okay to schedule time that you have sex. I know that people are going to be like, that's so boring, that's not spontaneous, whatever. But if you're having a hard time getting laid because you're both so busy and tired,
yeah,
then you need to schedule it in.
Pencil it in.
Pencil it into your calendar, darlings.
That's what you got to do. Share it. Get a Google Cal. Yeah. Share it.
I'm going back to this. Also, don't you think she could talk to him? And say, hey, it's important that we keep our sex life alive.
Oh, 100%.
We have a conversation too.
100%.
That's step one. And I think in that conversation, you ask the person how often they want to have sex and like where, you know, like how it makes them feel and all these things. Like it's not just, it's about compromise, remember? It's about compromise on both sides. So I think that's important. You guys, my left hand is totally jacked. My pointer finger on my left hand is burned really badly. And my thumb, I chopped it open yesterday with a knife. And both of my fingers are throbbing.
Yes. Are you guys? Lo has been icing her hand the entire time we've been recording.
I keep putting it on my cup.
That's crazy.
Wait, really quickly. Pencil and sex. And also, if he's down to have freaky sex, pop that sex swing up. If he's weird and ambivalent about freaky sex, don't pop the swing up.
Yeah, that's a good call.
Then the swing is going to be a conversation because the swing takes up a lot of room. You know what I mean? That's like a, it's not just like a dildo. It's not a casual thing. And you probably need help building it too. You know, I don't think it's a one-person job. I think you're going to need help erecting the swing.
That's very
And if
thoughtful.
You guys have a dog,
wash it in the swing.
Yeah.
But also,
I'm not even
if you
kidding.
Do pop up the sex swing, like write us back and let us know how the sex swing sex goes.
Or anybody I that uses too sex afraid. Swing, please write us.
I've never had sex in a sex swing,
Me
but
neither.
I have sat in one, not
I've
naked
never,
or anything.
I've never even I encountered would. One.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Lo, that's surprising to me.
It
that you've never
haven't.
Encountered one.
I feel like you would have encountered one.
Yeah,
I would have thought I would have encountered one also, but no.
I would be too afraid that it would fall when we were having sex, so I don't think I would enjoy it.
Growing up, I knew a girl who's like, in hindsight, her parents had a sex swing, and we just like thought it was like a weird, like ergonomic sitting situation.
Oh my God.
I'd much rather have sex like in a hammock because that's like nailed to the ground. You know what I mean?
I think it would be fun.
Anything hanging seems dangerous.
But then your body can just like, you have so much velocity thrusting into the cockaroni.
I think it would be fun at some point in life to have like a sex room.
Yeah, like a dungeon.
Not a dungeon necessarily, but just like someplace where you go to bone, where you keep all your weird stuff.
Yeah, like toys.
See,
I'd rather have
a pool.
Well, I think that if you have a sex room, you probably also have a pool.
Yeah, I think so.
That's
too.
That's true. You'd have to be, I don't know, New York City, if I could afford to have like all the amount of bedrooms that I want.
Just shoot for the stars, Jill. Shoot for the stars.
And a sex room as well.
Yeah, I mean, I think that you could just like get a place with a nice walk-in closet and you could have a mini sex room.
True,
but then where would my shoes go?
Your oven.
Your other closet.
Your other closet.
I actually bought a Nutribullet.
Oh wow.
And I ordered Daily Harvest and I'm going to be cooking.
That's great.
As of Thursday.
That's great.
Blending. You know what they say, blending's the first step to cooking.
That's true.
Awesome.
All right. Wait. I'm now just thinking about what would be in my sex room. I have sex. I bring sex toys in my sex life.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah. Oh my God, I wonder whatever happened with that listener. A listener that wrote us in like a month ago about how the boyfriend wanted to dump her because she was like into sex toys. Please circle back with us. Let us know what happened. Because that guy.
We would love to know.
Yeah, I want to know.
We actually did get a beautiful message from a listener who said that she took our advice and that it worked. And she's really happy. It was a listener that said she was afraid to ask for what she wanted in the bedroom.
Oh, yeah.
And she asked.
Gave her advice and she asked and she said
it worked.
That it worked, and she was super thankful for us.
Yes.
Trying to find the note, but I can't.
Yes.
I can't find the note, guys.
I love that.
Sometimes we know what we're talking about.
Sometimes we do.
But this is not professional advice. This is just you're our friends and we're your friends, and this is just what we would do. Or advice that we would give each other.
We're wrapping it up, but next week we will be
answer
back.
So many
we
questions.
Will answer so many questions.
Well, first off, can I tell you guys who my lady lovin' is?
I know who it is.
I know who it is too.
Meghan Markle.
I know. I knew you were going to say Meghan Markle. You know who my lady lovin' this week is? Meghan Markle's mom, who was working that green suit with the green hat.
That
pea
shoot green Oscar de la Renta number.
Yes, I
she
loved it.
Very she looked beautiful. Gorge.
Very classy. What a classy day for the world.
Just like class acts. That's how I feel about it. All right, you guys, thank you so much for tuning in. Like, subscribe, listen to our show, tell your
friends.
Yep. You know, all those things all that you above. Do in 2018. We'd love it. And catch us next Monday. And we'll see you then.
Bye.
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 That was a HeadGum Podcast.